to page Reishut Gimel, 213. Oh Hashem, we have refreshed energy after our Matan Torah world Simcha, and we're zeicher to be the chosen nation of Hashem, or that we chose Hashem, even better, to convert our lives from being temporary life to eternal life in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why are we going all the way? We should maybe start with Simcha. Simcha we don't have to work at, everybody's happy. Work on Kas bonus. It's probably not no gay to anybody here, but you can always open up a sadna for other people to help them out. Maokas, what is anger? Mises of Chesed movement is love. Chesed is one of the Mises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is created for Hashem to give over from Himself to us. It's all for us, there's nothing to gain from it. Kas? That's not the Mises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though you have terminology in the Tanakh, they use the Charoin Af of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean Hashem got angry in our terms. He didn't lose himself, that's for sure. It means there's a certain Hanhog of Midas Adin. That's acceptable. But we're talking about Kassan, Hoyres, and so Oilum Ves Atzvah. Anger is pure destruction of oneself and those around him. There's nothing good to Kassan, there's never a sign that Kass is a good thing. Never. One of the big tricks of the Etahara is to make the Kas Hashem Shemayim. They have to get a lesson, they have to know, they have to do that. There is a Hanhoga of Kas, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I show that. I'm obsessed. But you have to check the pulse. If the pulse remains the same as it was before, you're putting on a good show, and it's alright. If the pulse went up, then there's something wrong. So it says, M'sir Shoshorim, Haragzon, Sha'amalav HaKoyes, Kilo Koyfer V'Iker. Chazal is very stringent about the concept of a kaisan. A person does not believe in God. This is the type of person that anything that is done against his will causes him to get angry, which basically means that his assumption is that he runs the world and the world has to go the way he wants. And if it doesn't go the way he wants, then he has to take action. He lost control of himself because he's in control of that inner force that tells him when somebody doesn't do what you want him to do, you get angry. And later his seichel does not work either. It's all an emotion that's out of control. If you have a chance, you won't be afraid. A kaisen, when he gets angry, at first he would kill him on the spot. But you know it's not good for his future resume. So that's sometimes protection. But there's no seichel. It's like chayi satoyotos. He turns into a wild animal of prey. All of them are toyotos, natsu, beapoy. He tears himself up in his anger. He brings the Zohar Kodesh, the Mashgiach brings the Zohar Kodesh and the Tzaddik. He says, how does a person know what he should do or what he should refrain from? He says, if a person's angry, he can recognize himself. He says, the neshama is not stable to kas. When a person gets into kas, then the Shema dislocates itself and comes in place of it a El Zor, foreign God. The Mishnah is the Gemara in the Shabbos, it says, the person who breaks Caleb in his anger is Kilo Oyver Avay Zor. Like it says, Lo Yebacho El Zor. You should not have a foreign God within you. Which basically, the God in here means that El is a force, a driving force. If a person has a driving force, it doesn't really recognize what's the benefit of the person, working against the person, that's El Zor, a foreign God. A God that tells you that do this, do that, but he's really doing things according to self-destruct. So basically, if he watches over himself, he does not let the neshama get dislocated, and he controls himself, then he's a person with shleimus. But if he doesn't watch over himself, then he causes the kedusha to disconnect from him, and the sitra achim comes in its place. Yeah. That's a type of merit, rebellion against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If Torish va'ovar navshe v'gin rugzeh, that's the part that we saw before. That he's uprooting his kedusha, the Shema Kedusha from himself and his anger. And instead of that, he has this foreign God. And this it says, Chidlochem in ha'odem ha'shem neshama ba'apoy. The Shema Kedusha, once again, gets shaken up, gets contaminated, and it gets angry. Yeah. What is it considered the type of Avodah Zarah? So he's saying basically, a person who is a kaitan is uprooting his neshama. And instead of that, he's letting the Yetzer control himself. That's a El Zor, a foreign force, which is right, which is Zohar means something that's not real. It's fake. It's, what do you call it today? Whatever it's called.
Synthetic.
Synthetic, yeah. Well, everything is that people are involved in the whole day. What?
Virtual.
That's it. The virtual, the world of, the virtual world, not the real world. The whole world is, the whole humanity is floating away from reality to virtual world.
Yeah.
So that's what happens. The Kasan, he's totally disconnected from the Mitzvahs. He's interacting with somebody else and he wants to convince the other person to do something. The last thing that convinces a person to do what he wants is by him getting at the other person. He's just insulting the person. And he's also showing the other person that he has no control over himself. So he loses all the trust he wants to build up on another person. He's losing it all. How can you rely on a person that has no control over himself? That's the koyach. That's his koyach. The Yetzirah stems from the Yetzirah of Gaiva that fools him into thinking that this is going to bring him the results he wants, whereas the other way around. It's not only bringing him his results, but it's bringing him down from his level of Kedusha. The Rosh says, Yisrafek min hasfoik v'hakas ki mebaldel luchoy v'daitir sh'odun. Basically, a person that is in a state of anger is like a drunk person. His seichel stops to control his behavior. Anybody gets angry notices it, because he knows that he loses control. Afterwards, he has to clean up the mess that he made. He said something that's insulting to the other person. Exaggerated. All these things are things that a normal person doesn't say. You know, they say a difference between a meshugan and a healthy person is that the meshugan says things that everybody else thinks. But with the shtat kas, the person becomes a meshugan. So he says things that he shouldn't be saying. Vaday blucha shakat. Yeah. It's obvious a person has to learn how to control himself. But, there are two levels. One is learning techniques, how to control your anger, which basically means you're always getting angry, but like I know a guy, he's a big guy, so, and at one point in his life he decided he's going to work on it. So I was talking to him, I said, one of the like telltale signs of cast is your voice becomes very loud. You start screaming. So I said, okay. And he comes back to me a little later, oh, motion, he worked on himself, he's not screaming. So I spoke to some people close to this person, and he says, he doesn't scream, but it's just as scary when he's quiet than it is when he screams. He seems like about to kill him. So it didn't really make much of a difference. I mean, it made a little bit of difference because, you know, he wasn't causing, he's limiting the damage, but he did not really do anything to touch the root of things. Why am I getting angry and how can I control myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the way the glacial world, that's the way it runs. People always getting angry, and it's a person with power has the right to do that. It's like a natural thing. But by us, Ragzin also the other Eli Ragzinusi. The only thing a person that gets angry is he remains with his anger. He didn't produce any positive results. By the way, Taloka and Hilchus Ishus. And the Rambam says the chiyuv on the husband not to be a ragzin. One of the chiyuv husband is Mechaber's wife. One of the things is not to be a ragzin. I saw a wonderful sefer written by somebody from America, Tom Kochen. He was Madaiah. The Rambam says the wife has to do with the husband, husband for the wife. The husband has to look after the wife, the wife has to look after the husband. But it says the husband should not be a ragzon. It doesn't say the wife should not be a ragzon. My hat. So he explains, there's different ways of explaining. This is a very beautiful way of explaining. He said, the difference between the ragzon of a husband and ragzon of a wife, or a male and a female. The ragzon of a husband stands unadulterated from one thing called gaiva. He thinks he has to be the boss, he has to have his way. If it doesn't go his way, he gets upset. There's no other type of caste in the world. That's where it's coming from. At least by men. He says, the woman, her ragzon is because she was insulted. She feels she's not treated as being treated properly. It's a different thing. That's, you see in the Gemara that have women that get angry also. They weren't mechavdim properly, they get angry. So if that's the case, basically, it's all in the hands of the husband. The husband properly mechavdim his wife, then her ragzon is so it's not her avodah to not be ragzon, not to be insulted. It's his avodah not to insult her, not to think that the only way he can get things done is by. And the rule in life, by the way, is that the more one is mechadid, his wife, or those around us, the more they cooperate also. Yitzhak convinces, no, the way I got to do is force and get angry. And you know it's wrong, but it is wrong. It does the exact opposite. Especially by a woman. If a woman feels that the husband does not appreciate her, then that takes all the energy out of her to cooperate and do what she has to do with the house. So the thing that gives her the energy to do things is the fact that the husband appreciates her, shows his appreciation for her with words and actions, looks up to her. That gives her strength. Okay. So, kofanim, anger is a not acceptable response to anything in this world. Like I said, sometimes one has to make a display of anger. As a we're not talking about that. Give a firm message. Sometimes children have to hear things in a firm fashion. Not that, okay, everything's all right. So, this guy's running after the brother with a knife. And, yeah, it's all right. We have to have these boundaries. You have to know certain things we don't do. But, especially he's running after the parents with a knife. Yeah. Anything's possible nowadays. But, the response is not anger. Yeah. Someone was telling me it was with a tzaddik, and it was by Yaron. It was very fast. People were pushing back and forth. And he noticed, people were pushing, and generally the one who was in front of him was being pushed back at the guy. And he was pushed back. The tzaddik was there. And whenever he was pushed, he just moved aside and let other guys go by. He didn't take it as my response has to be a response of getting angry at the person. This guy has some problem, he has to push off the shot. Yeah. So how do we have a proper response? So this is the base of proper response is something called sablonus. So we're going to work on sablonus. Sablonus means I'm able to carry the weight of what's happening without feeling the need to respond. Because Gogol is called a sablon. He keeps the world going even though the world is not doing his will. If it would be God, this world would be distinct, extinct already a long time ago. If Hashem has patience, he's willing to save him to hold. The Torah says in Moshe Rabbeinu, Ish Moshe onav ma'oid mikol odom ashef ne adoma. He was the greatest onav in history, even though he's a powerful leader. He knew how to put people in the place. He wasn't a wishy-washy person, but he was onav. Says Rashi, onav, shofel is sablon. Shofel is the opposite of a balgaiva. He didn't think he was running the world. And sablon, he was able to save things that were not going the way he wanted. It's a part of Anova. It's one of the highest levels of Pinchas ben Yoel. Anova is mamash up there after Zrizis, Zhizis, Kiyas, Taira. It's one before Chassidus. Yeah, very high level. But the Sablonis, he says, is something that's shared to every person, even on our level. He says, not only that, it's not a mile of Midas Chassidus, it's an essential need of every good Jew to have the Midas of Sablonis. The Alter Mikelem said, Miyitin v'nisragam in Midas HaSevel is a shoyrish kol Midas. Unbelievable. The ability to be soyful situations that are not going our way is the root of all good Midas. And the lack of it is all bad Midas. V'manucha v'shoyrish kol Midas. A peace of mind. Today is Gershon Edelstein's Yahrzeit. First Yahrzeit. I feel like it was 10 years ago. A lot of things happened since it was lifted. But the Meister, he was the king of the Sablonis. Under all circumstances, and he went through challenging circumstances, he just kept his cool. He came from a clarity, he worked on himself. He came from a clarity, I am not running the world. Hashem is running the world, and this is happening. Something Hashem set up for me. And Hashem does not want me to lose myself in this situation. He has even times in life when people much younger than him were mevazeh him. Nothing, not a flinch of the eyelash. And not a flinch of letting anybody, the worst thing is when the Rebbe was insulted, I'm not going to get back to nowhere outside. And then he tells him, Chassidim walk up to him and say, should we beat him up? No, I'm not going to tell you to beat him up, but, shtika goido. That's not a tzaddik. Yeah, no. Be a tzaddik, be tzaddik, do the right thing. You do the right thing, things work out. So it's a shtika. But it wasn't just a shtika. I remember hearing a few times talking about these things about kaas. So simply saying it, like you have to be out of your mind to do it. Why would a person want to do such a thing? But that's the person that's safe is totally guiding the way he goes through life, which is endless. For us, we have to work on it. That was that Dr. Mikhail Seltzer said, it's ragil the meat is as devil. First, have to get used to the fact that I can be safe of things. This is a very big problem, by the way, in our generation, our younger generation, and our children. If a person is brought up from day zero, I have to get everything I want. And whenever it gets a little peak, everyone starts running and giving in and spoiling him. He has zero koyach hasefel. It doesn't always come out in his anger. It comes out in his ability to deal with challenges. When a kid gets older and he sees that he's not the top of the class, or he's having certain challenges, If you're used to just getting everything you want, then where's he going to now have the courage to deal with the situation? Then it's not going so simple. Steibel used to say that. He said, by us, we managed with such hard situations because from day one we knew you don't get everything you want. So when things came up, we understood this is part of the game. And not about it. We have to know what's right and just persevere and go onward, not to get a little shaken up by it. You know, today every little thing, trauma, everyone's post-traumas. Yeah. You know, there are things that are traumatic. But, you know, my father, Zeicher Tzadik L'vracha, he was a mitzvah boy. He was in Mamshah this last week. He went 2 days before Shavuot. They were taken to Auschwitz. He lost his family. Went through things. He didn't have that type of behavior of post-trauma disorder. It wasn't easy for him. But it was in the problem. This is what Hashem set up for him, without understanding why. Didn't need an explanation. And he just went out and did the right things. Tried to be a good person. Zehashal Hashem tzadik yevoy voy. How does the pasuk say? Oitzoki ani soni. By Tehili Yeshua. I'm thanking Hashem. Yani soni. I went through challenging situations. And that was my Yeshua. First, has to realize that every situation that happens in life is not, this is so terrible, just let's get past it. No. The situation, we should get past it. We have to realize that when a situation is, in effect, part of the Avodah, and the central part of the Avodah is to understand, this was set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for me to handle as best as possible, and I'm going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings the issue. Hashem sees we're with him in the situation of Tzad. That is a tremendous sign of the Tokan Hashem connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings the issue. So, Pelonis, you need the Pelonis to show you my list around this. Yeah. And basically, he's saying that you cannot interact with human beings in a normal fashion if you don't build up this Midas Avodah. You have a Chavrusah. Everything has to be your way. You'll never be able to listen to him. He has to accept your Svar, and you don't have to accept his Svar. You fire to the bitter end. You get married, and your wife is not exactly Mitnahel the way you are. Which, if she is the way you are, you have to check out if there's something wrong with her. You know? But, like, if you're used to squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom and she squeezes it from the middle, it's not the end of the world. You don't have to make a whole demonstration about it. You have to be safe of the shame to recognize there are other people outside of myself and I can deal with them. I don't have them to be by me. But basically, it's not just a show from Kol HaTeruku, if you think of it. The whole concept of what it says, after Avos Kamoito, Avos Hashem, basically is transforming from being an egocentric being to be a being that's interacting with those who are outside of him. Re'atma, I have to care for those around me. I want to develop my keshe with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I appreciate how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to me. But the person that lacking sablonis means I just have to have everything my way. And if you, what you're doing coincides with me, I'm very happy. And if not, I'm upset with you. You have said you could be your wife, could be your partner, could be your neighbor, could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the same. It's coming from a mistake in the reality of ourselves. Yeah. So this is a very important, So sablonis, in English they call it patience. I don't know what patience means. The sablonis in Hebrew is a lesson of lizbol. I'm able to handle the load. Sabal, the load, and there's a load. But if I'm a good schlepper, I know how to take the load and I go with it. It doesn't stop, it doesn't get me out of whack. Same thing over here. I have my halachasayim. There's certain loads I have to take on myself. I have to take on myself the fact that things will happen not the way I want them to happen. And people that I interact with may have different thoughts and I have different opinions than I have. Yeah, he says, even if a person insults me, that's also a type of thing. I have to be able to show you that insult. That's something I'm just holding it on my shoulders instead of spitting it back at the person. That's the basis. See more about this later. The basis, the only way a person can have is to have lonis, is to have really a real clarity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashgacha Anos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. And gave me everything I need to succeed in life. And everything that I am going through life is also part of that deal that Hashem set up for me to succeed in. And therefore, when things are happening, it's not things are happening that shouldn't happen. Everything's happening that should happen. Because I have to learn how to deal with it properly. And not the anger and the lack of sablonis, machlekes comes from the fact that a person thinks he's causing it, he's doing it, and it shouldn't be this way, and why is it this way? Instead of saying, this is what it is, and let's see how we can make it work as best as possible. How can I go through this with strong bitachon Hashem, being happy with myself? The person is happy with himself. That I am the, like we started off with, I am the most fortunate being in the world. member of Klal Yisrael, like Hashem spoke directly to me, to my Yisrael and Al-Sina, and we have a direct interaction with Hashem. So all these things, it can survive. It's not the essence of life. The essence of life is not how people relate to me. It's how Hashem relates to me. So, Mir Hashem, it's a good time to start this. Now everyone's hopefully still feeling on the high. We are something special. Hashem is with me every second of my life. I call it the DNA of life. What do I mean? Every being that exists has a strip of DNA. In that, it has all the encoding exactly how your body is going to come about. You start with one cell. And from that cell, it has all information. Everything. Kidneys, brain, hemispheres, parts of the brain, nervous system, digestive system, reproductive system, the fat system. Everything is exactly in place based on that strip. And both Hashem should make the strip good. We come out healthy human beings. We have the same strip of DNA of everything that can happen to us in the course of life. The different issues that we have to deal with, the happy things, the hard things, the sad things. It's all there. Hashivas, Anias, all different issues that Hashem set up for us to go through in the course of our life. And if we handle it properly, then we're zeichet to Olam Haba and even goodness in, like you said, Menuchas and Nefesh, peace of mind in this world. If we can build ourselves to recognize that this is part of that whatever you want to call it, that strip of life that Hashem set up for me, then we can take it in a different fashion. It's not a personal thing, it's not him, it's not them, it's not this. It's an Yisrael Hashem set up for me, and he gave me all the power to make it through, and I'm going to show him I can do it. He's Hashem, and the more we think in this fashion, we're able to handle things in the best possible fashion. We'll bring ourselves close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tremendous, Yad HaShemayah. Menuchas HaNefesh in this world, and it's highlighted.